takes the kick. He likes it again. He's a genius, this kid. Gone to Maloney. Wide to Edokar. Edokar dives over to score. What a try.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
Norman on the wrong foot here. Swings it back across his body. He strikes it well. He's got done it again. Corey Norman is 2 for 2. A golden point winner to get the Dragons across the line.
Yeah, Warren Smith, courtesy of Fox Sports Air, describing the last play from Corey Norman, the field goal for the second week in a row to get his team a victory against the Newcastle Knights. And the Newcastle Knights, plenty of expectations coming into the season. They haven't started the year so well. They're 1 from 4, but they get another opportunity this weekend when they take on Manly at home at McDonald Jones Stadium, 5:30 on Saturday afternoon. And we're good enough to have on the line this morning Connor Watson from the Knights. Good morning, Connor.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, thank you, mate. And thanks for joining us on the program this morning. Firstly, mate, yourself, what's your situation in regards to your injury? Are you available to play this weekend? I know you've missed the last couple.
Yeah, I've just got to get through the post session today and then you're all good. So I had a fitness test on Monday and, I got through that and it's sort of just getting through the post session, which is the big test today, so we do that this afternoon, so I'll know then.
And you'll come off the bench, Connor?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't actually spoke to Brownie, so I'll probably have a chat to him today, I reckon, when I get into training, and then, see where I go from there.
Yeah, you've played some tight games without coming away with the 2 points. How's confidence in the in the team, and what do you need to do a little bit better just to clinch those games at the end?
I think feeling coming away from this week, obviously disappointed, to lose by 1 point, it really hurts, especially to go into Golden Point and, slog it out for a longer amount of time than normal. But there were some good signs there in comparison to the week before against Canberra where we sort of didn't really turn up and show the desire and effort that we did on the weekend. So the boys are happy with sort of the effort, but it's just about a few finishing touches, which we need to do to finish off games. We haven't really lost by a big margin yet. It's sort of just come down to the last pass a couple of times on a few try scoring opportunities. So we're just working hard to fix those up.
Yeah, I mean, you had that good win against the Cronulla Sharks to start the season, then the 2 point loss to the Panthers, a 7 point loss to a very good Canberra side, and then that Golden Point loss, unfortunately, to the Dragons. But you've also had that advantage of having 3 of your first 4 games, now 4 of your first 5 games, all at home, Connor. You've really got to nail those home matches.
Yeah, we do. And we didn't do a good job of that last year either. I think we won more away games than we did at home. And especially up here, it's such a tough place to come and play as an opposing team because, we get 20,000 there every week and they're pretty diehard fans. So we definitely need to get some results for those guys.
Yeah, Connor, what about yourself, mate? You trained in the off-season as fullback and, the plan was to play Kalen at six with Mitchell and that hasn't worked out and they've shifted Kalen back to fullback now. Where do you see your position in this Newcastle team?
Well, I think 5'8". That's probably either there or fullback's where I'm most comfortable. But like I said, we did the whole preseason with me at fullback and Kalen at 5'8". So I hadn't really trained there too much, to be honest. And then obviously got the knee injury in the second game and I haven't actually trained with a team yet. So I actually haven't done any reps at 6 for a long time because obviously everything I've been doing was at fullback. So a big thing for me is just trying to get this knee right so I can train with the team and sort of get some, edge defence and, attack done at 5'8", which I haven't done yet.
Yeah, well, there's no Tom Trbojevic, unfortunately, for Manly. Probably fortunate for you guys. But Manly have certainly shown plenty of ticker. They've got the 2 wins already chalked up.
Yeah, I know. Last week was a great performance by them. Obviously, Tommy Turbo, when he came back, he was huge for them. But they lost him early last week and then it didn't sort of affect them too much. They just hung tough in there and then ended up coming away with the points against a great South team, which was huge for them.
Back in the late 90s, there was always that great rivalry between the Newcastle Knights and Manly, you know, the Spud and the Chief going at one another. Is that rivalry still there between the two clubs, Connor?
I wouldn't say. I think there's a bit of feeling there about it, but it's not talked about it too much, if you know what I mean. Once the when the old boys sort of come down and talk, then, you know, they always get into it a bit because it was obviously in their era and it was huge for them. So I think there's a bit of that feeling there, but it's not focused on too much.
And Connor, in the wash-up, I don't want to keep going back to that Dragons thing, but the boys, and I know you went out there, but I'm just worrying about Brownie, what he had to say, because they seemed to lose their heads a little bit, or there was a lack of plan to try and get into position, get out of your own territory, then get into position and then execute. There was a lot of hurried last tackle plays. Was that addressed by Nathan during the week?
Yeah, it was. We had a look at it yesterday and just sort of went through those last couple sets and just, you know, where we're supposed to set up for drop goals. And I think we had a 7-tackle set and only made like 40 metres on it, which, you know, you should be making it to the 25-metre line, to their 25-metre line. So we didn't really get a good shot at the field goal. It was a pretty long one. And, yeah, I think we just got to be better at getting into those positions and sort of being able to move the ball but not going too far to the edges, because it's sort of hard to get back from the corners there. So, yeah, we put a big focus on that yesterday. So next time we're in that opportunity, we'll definitely be better.
Yeah, a big focus this week will also be on the Manly forwards. I mean, they've got some strike in there. Fanua Blake and Sapau take them forward very well, and they've got Thompson and Sirenin on the edge. And then Jake, you've got the ability of Jake to be that ball player. So that's their strength this week.
Yeah, they've got a great forward pack. And, you know, we do as well. Obviously, signed Clement, Timmy Glasby, and James Gavey's back this weekend from a pec injury. So it should be a good challenge for us in their middle there. And it's been a really, I think, good start to the year for the littler blokes too. There's not been many penalties blown, and the ball's been in play a lot. So I think, you know, we'll see them get tired as our pack will get tired too. But I think it's just up to me and sort of the littler blokes to take advantage of that.
Well, Connor, we look forward to you getting through the opposed session. We Newcastle fans really want you out there come Saturday at 5:30 when you take on the Manly side. We wish you all the best. Thanks for your time and notch up another win at home.
Thanks for having me, guys.